In London, testimony today from the BBC correspondent, whose reporting on pre-war intelligence touched off a political crisis for Prime Minister Tony Blair. The BBC's defense correspondent Andrew Gilligan testified in the government-appointed inquiry led by a judge into the apparent suicide of David Kelly. Kelly was the British weapons advisor who was an anonymous source for Gilligan and who was found dead, his wrist slashed, 3 days after he testified before a parliamentary committee about what he told the reporter about possible doctoring of intelligence leading up to the war against Iraq. George Jones is political editor with the Daily Telegraph in London, and he joins us now. Thanks for being with us.
It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Mr. Jones, in his reporting on the BBC at the end of May, Andrew Gilligan made the claim that intelligence in what's become known as the dossier had been sexed up, and he pointed directly at Tony Blair's communications director, Alistair Campbell, saying that he had added information to that dossier to help justify the war. Did Mr. Gilligan stand by that reporting today?
Yes, he did. He said that David Kelly, the scientist and expert who we believe took his own life, had told him that this document had been transformed by Downing Street shortly before it was published, and that the person responsible for that was Alistair Campbell, the Prime Minister's chief communications advisor.
And one of those controversial claims in the dossier was this notion that Iraq could deploy chemical or biological weapons in 45 minutes.
Yes, Mr. Gilligan said that the weapons expert, David Kelly, had specifically referred to that 45 minutes claim, that he, Mr. Kelly, had brought that up, and that he'd also made a specific reference to Alistair Campbell, and the fact also that that 45 minutes claim was based on one single source, that there was not independent corroboration from other intelligence agencies or material to back up that 45 minutes claim.
How does that square with what David Kelly told the parliamentary committee back when he testified in June?
Well, David Kelly, when he gave evidence, was very evasive. He didn't issue categorical denials, but sort of said things, I don't recognize that, or I don't think I can be the source. I think clearly he was very worried about what he must have said to Mr. Gilligan.
The inquiry also heard about an internal report from the BBC after this scandal began brewing, in which it was acknowledged that Andrew Gilligan's story was marred by flawed reporting. I believe the editor or the person who conducted the report said, our biggest millstone has been his loose use of language and lack of judgment in some of his phraseology. That doesn't sound like a ringing endorsement for his reporting.
Yes, this is embarrassing for the BBC because this was a private internal email, but it was sent around at the same time that the heads of the BBC in public were defending Mr. Andrew Gilligan to the hilt, refusing to apologize to Downing Street for the report and for broadcasting these allegations. But in his evidence today, Mr. Gilligan has admitted that his use of language was wrong, but he is standing by his central allegation, which was that this 45-minute claim was uncorroborated and was put in the dossier at a very late stage to try and persuade Parliament and the public of the case for going to war.
Prime Minister Blair is on vacation now, but he will be appearing and testifying before this inquiry. How much is hanging in the balance for him?
A lot is hanging in the balance for him because it goes to the central question of trust. Do you believe what the government says? Do you believe what Tony Blair tells you? And if it's seen or it is shown that he exaggerated the case, he embellished the case for going to war, even if he was not directly untruthful, but that he embellished the case for war, that will be very damaging for public confidence and trust in his government.
Well, Mr. Jones, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
George Jones is political editor with the Daily Telegraph. He spoke with us from London.